From the newsroom, I'm Lou Abear with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. We should learn today what caused the deaths of a Northern California family and their dog found dead on a remote hiking trail earlier this summer. Mariposa County Sheriff to hold a news conference today to talk about those mysterious deaths of John Gerrish, his wife Ellen, and their one-year-old daughter and dog. That family found dead on a trail close to the Merced River in the Sierra National Forest in August. One early theory still considered were the high levels of toxic algae detected in the Merced River. Five Northern California counties say they're suing PG&E over damages and injuries caused by the Dixie Fire, second largest wildfire in California history. Butte, Plumas, Lassen, Shasta, and Tehama counties all included as co-plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed in court yesterday. It's demanding legal damages for injuries for public resources, natural resources, lost revenue, and lost assets. PG&E admits its equipment could be to blame, but they say no cause has yet been determined. A woman accused of throwing drunken parties for her son and her friends in her Silicon Valley home, where teenagers were encouraged to engage in sex, was denied bail in her first court appearance. The Santa Clara County Superior Court judge also ordering Shannon O'Connor, 47, who now lives in Idaho, not to have contact with any of her 15 alleged victims. She faces 39 criminal counts. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Arcata City Council cast a unanimous vote of no confidence in Mayor Brent Watson and elected another council member to serve out the remainder of Watson's term as mayor. Watson wasn't at the meeting, according to Lost Coast Outpost. Council elected Stacy Atkins Salazar as the new mayor, Emily Goldstein as the new vice mayor. Rebound teaming up with local artist Blake Reagan to paint a 92-foot-long mural in downtown Arcata, stretching and bending down the alley behind Cafe Brio. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.